liquid calories and ways just to work around them. So we're more going down the theme, and we've got lots of people coming through that do struggle to lose the last 5 kilos around their belly after the age of 35, and it's so common. So just taking a step away from your life for a bit and just assessing where your calories are coming from. And often with people, it's the soft drinks, it's the other excess calories that really, they're almost empty. We call them empty calories. But, yeah, soft drinks, milks, just stuff you can add to it throughout the day that you just don't need. And our brain does become addicted to it. It only takes a few months of drinking soft drink as a teenager, and you're possibly going to drink it for the next 40 years if you don't change something up. So things like just looking back and going, okay, what do I do as soon as I get up in the morning, and what do I put in my mouth as soon as I wake up in the morning? And look, coffee or tea, of course, that's fine. And then you move on to smoko or morning tea. And if you're having your first soft drink around 10 a.m, it's not going to end well for your belly and your belly fat. So just trying to really cut out a few of those excess calories. Look, obviously, it's standard to have water or some soda water you can make yourself these days, or just even hot water with lemon. I know it might sound boring, and your brain might go, oh, well, I don't want that. But like we always say, 2 or 3 weeks of doing it, and the rest will follow.
Yeah. What about, these drinks that are purportedly sugarless as well? I mean, does that take away the risk? You go, oh, I'm, drinking
good,
diet.
Good question. It's a good question. It certainly technically hasn't got any calories in it. You could get away with it. There are some drinks out there. Look, there's some flavoured waters. And I know that the sugarless Powerades and all that, I'd still be wary. There's a lot of stuff in there that's not natural. But exactly, if you're going to have something up and you're absolutely quenched and you want to have, it's not the worst thing to have. But natural is always better. And look, flavoured Mount Franklins and these kind of things. Now, people are probably going to be turning their noses up at me when I say that if they're a soft drink addict. But I'm telling you that the long term, you'll be thanking me very much for it. So, and again, it's not going to be the same the first day or two, but just trying to change habits and change routines. So it's like anything we do in life, just trying to start an exercise routine. It's just about slowly doing it. So you don't have to cut soft drink out altogether. Like if you to get 600 calories a day from drinks and liquids, not including alcohol, but I'll go there in a tick if we've got time. But it's just trying to really cut it down to 200 calories a day and then 150 calories a day.
Yeah.
So always being aware of the nutritional index on the back. And with the grog, look, we all love a beer, but just maybe trying to cut out during the week if you're someone that has 5-6 drinks a night, which obviously isn't amazing for you anyway, just trying to cut that down to the weekend. And all of a sudden, that is thousands of calories that aren't getting stored around your belly.
Yeah, and finally, just I guess the pure S word too, sugar, as in in coffees, in teas, particularly those who like me drink a lot of coffee. They add up over the day too, don't they? So you still, it's the liquids, but it's what you're putting in the liquid.
Yeah, great call. Yeah, we're just about adding sugar with soft drinks, but yeah, adding yourself, if that's something you've done for 30 years. Again, just slowly step away from that spoon, because they really add up. If you add up the spoons over a month, that's a lot of spoons. But yeah, that's a great point, mate.
Yeah, exactly. All righty, listen, great news as always. Have a great week and look forward to chatting to you again next week, Rick.
Thanks, mate. Do it slowly, guys. Don't do it all in one go. Do it slowly, but it will happen.